And let's now turn to this important visit made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to your group last week, sir.
Yes.
Tell us more about this visit, and in a sense, how did it make people like yourselves, the experts, the employees of this group, to see the leader, to come and visit the place for himself and see your accomplishments at first hand?
Yes, it was a great opportunity for MAPNA Group in order to show to the highest level of the
establishment.
To show all the achievements, the facilities. Of course, we could not show all the facilities of the MAPNA Group or the factories. So we have gathered all the equipments and to make a view, a quick view of all the capabilities inside a hall of the of one factory. This was including equipment that are manufactured by MAPNA Group, like gas turbine, steam turbines, wind turbines, generators, different type of generators, electrical motors, boilers and heat recovery steam generators, and also some parts like gas turbine, hot parts and blades. This was all in power industry, but it was not limited to those equipment. We had also in the exposition the rail transportation equipment of MAPNA, and also all the activities and products of oil and gas industry.
Great. Dr. Mohammad Olia, tell us about the technology being used in your manufacturing departments, because I heard that in some of these blades and vanes in the turbines, you were using super alloys, which is said to be among the cutting edge technology in the world. Tell us about the technology being used, and how, to what extent have you been affected by the sanctions?
I cannot say that we have not been affected by sanctions. Definitely we have been affected, but we try to manage different ways in order to do our work, because we had very important mission for making a reliable power network for the country. Otherwise, we had lots of power cuts. So we did it by not only international contribution at the early stages,
right,
but also mastering the knowledge and engineering of the equipment step by step during last decade.
Right.
And we entered to developing technologies, our own technologies, in different fields. What I mean by technology is mastering design, improvement, and upgrading of equipment, and also developing some indigenous manufacturing technologies, one of which is super alloy technology that you told. This is those materials are a must for our manufacturing, which is gas turbine manufacturing. You know, in gas turbine manufacturing, we have a hot section that uses super alloys, and we had to build our own technology for super alloys to develop it. And now I can tell that for this type of industry, we have all that we need for local manufacturing of the equipment. We can make every single part of our equipment inside our factories.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's pleasing. It makes us proud. Now it's time to go to over to my good friend and colleague, Farhad Afoju, who will tell us more about comments made by the leader during his MAPNA visit. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the show. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says if the Islamic Republic's industrial might will make the world's bullying powers respect the nation. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks during a visit to Mabna Industrial Complex in the city of Karaj ahead of May Day on Wednesday. The leader of the Islamic Revolution referred to the Western powers and said, if we stand on our own feet and be strong, they have to respond respectfully and reasonably. Ayatollah Khamenei emphasized the necessity to depend on the national resolve in an effort to boost the country's economy. The leader of the Islamic Revolution added, we should grow from within the country, but we should also be active and influential in global markets. The leader also noted that Iran's capability to enrich uranium up to 20% is a demonstration of the country's national determination. And now it's time for the comments of our viewers and followers of news stories. The first comment is by Grand Vizier. He says that, have it of your own or do without it, my father used to say. What's admirable about Iran is that despite the USA doing its utmost to hinder Iranian progress, Iran turned necessity into invention and ultimately became stronger and self-sufficient as a result. Not what the Americans had envisaged, I'm sure, as their own position weakened and their situation is to raise debt, ceilings, and hope that the Chinese state lending them money. Well, and a second comment is by someone, he hasn't mentioned his name, under anonymous, says that prerequisite to a strong, prosperous nation is a strong economy. A strong economy comes from a people that's hardworking with a can-do attitude. And the third comment on right track. He says, the West thought the Islamic Republic cannot enrich uranium even up to 3%. The Islamic Republic came up with levels above 27% to prove a point. The leader is absolutely right in calling for the country to stand on its own feet and not to wait for West's favors, as there won't be any. Well, for more updates, you can log on to our website, but we have just if you Google Sahar TV, you will find our website here. And here at the top of our page, we have the programs. If you touch on the program section, there's a list of the programs that Sahar TV broadcasts. And then on Spectrum page, we have here reserved our videos, past videos here. You can choose any one of them and watch them. And also, you can send us your comments and suggestions to our email address, which is iran@sahartv.ir. Thanks for watching. Back to you, Hamid.
Thank you, Farah.